Athens-Clarke County's mayor calls an effort to oust him and other county officials unserious. Plus, another arrest in a shooting that killed a toddler and injured another child. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Thursday, March 14th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. Mayor Kelly Gertz is calling a recall effort underway to unseat him and three other members of local government an unserious effort. Jeff Dontre reports.
Gertz has been under increased pressure following the death of Lakin Riley. Recall applications are the first step in the recall process and must be followed by recall petitions before a recall election is scheduled. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that retired UGA science professor Rich Saplita and local street preacher James D. Paola confirmed that they're circulating recall petitions targeting Gertz, ACC District 2 Commissioner Melissa Link, Clarke Sheriff John Williams, and Western Circuit District Attorney Deborah Gonzalez. Grounds for the recall initiative outlined in the application for a recall petition are malfeasance, violation of oath of office, misconduct, and failure to perform duties of the respective offices.
A second man has been arrested in connection with a shooting last week that left a three-year-old dead and another child injured. Athens-Clarke County Police and Clarke County Sheriff's deputies arrested 16-year-old Jaden Brown yesterday. 17-year-old Julian Cubillos of Lawrenceville was arrested on March 8th, within hours of the fatal shooting. Brown and Cubillos face an array of charges, including malice and felony murder, aggravated assault, and violation of state gang laws. Authorities continue to seek two more men, Dakias Eccles and Desmontrez Mathis, both of Athens. Police are asking anyone with information on the incident, and especially on the location of Eccles and Mathis, to contact the ACCPD. Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock is urging Congress to act to protect ballot access ahead of the 2024 election. Alexia Ridley has more.
Tuesday, Senator Warnock testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, urging members to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act.
As the first black senator from Georgia, let me be very clear today. I would not be here without the Voting Rights Act of 1965 and its protections, but a series of Supreme Court decisions have gutted pre-clearance and other provisions of the Voting Rights Act, enabling state lawmakers to roll back voting rights across our country. I have seen the results firsthand.
Warnock said passing federal voting rights legislation is a solution to states' efforts at voter suppression.
A state Senate committee has advanced legislation that would limit the use of puberty blockers among Georgia youth. WUGA's Emma Auer has more details.
House Bill 1170 was sponsored by Representative Lee Hawkins, a Republican from Gainesville. The bill, if passed, will require certain government buildings to be equipped with opioid antagonists. On Monday, Senator Ben Watson, chairman of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, and Savannah Republican, introduced a substitute to House Bill 1170. The added language seeks to prohibit the prescription of puberty-blocking medication for transgender children. Senator Watson.
What the data is showing is that puberty blockers are being used really almost exclusively when they are used. They do go on to a sex change operation or surgery or sex change hormones. That's why upon reflection, I thought this was appropriate to make it so that minors would not be using puberty blockers.
The substitute provoked a lively debate. Kim Jackson, a Democrat from Stone Mountain, spoke in opposition to the bill, stating that puberty blockers allow for a pause in the gender transitioning process.
And so if we were to remove the ability to take puberty blockers, what happened to that pause?
The bill passed out of the committee 8-5.
In sports, number 11 seed Georgia men's basketball took down 14 seed Missouri last night in the first round of the SEC men's basketball tournament. The final score was 64-59. The Bulldogs trailed through most of the second half, but they were able to surge ahead at the end. The win earns Georgia its first conference tournament round win since 2020. Blue Kane led the Bulldogs with a new career-high 19 points powered by 5 3-pointers, along with 5 rebounds and 4 steals. Next up is Florida, the 6th seed. They'll play tonight at 9:30. Meanwhile, UGA softball, ranked number 5 in the country, beat in-state rival Georgia Tech here in Athens last night. Final score 6-3. And the Atlanta Hawks came up short on the West Coast against the Portland Trailblazers 106-102. The Hawks head to Utah tomorrow to face the Jazz. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.